This series is to help you know and learn about the faith and service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist for many years. Our guest today is Fred Bollinger. Fred, we appreciate being able to talk with you today.
I'm glad to do it.
I think you have an interesting background as a person, and I know we want to hear about your experience at Roswell First Baptist, but first of all, what was your major professional experience, Fred?
Well, I was an Air Force pilot and for one tour. Then I went with the Eastern Airlines and had a 32-year career as an airline pilot.
32 years as an airline pilot. That is amazing. And what was the major area that you flew, Fred?
Well, we flew eastern part, up and down the East Coast, New York to Miami, then out to San Antonio, Chicago, Minneapolis. In my initial years, 1959 and up till and sometime in the probably the 70s, and then we started getting West Coast routes, and I ended up my last 6 years basically just flying San Francisco a lot, this Atlanta, San Francisco, Seattle, into Los Angeles.
That's quite fascinating to hear about you. You covered the territory of the country most of the time. Fred, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And how in the world did you get from Charlotte to Eastern Airlines is the question.
Well, grew up on the airport side of town, and we used to ride our bicycles out to the airport. And in Charlotte, the major carrier was Eastern, so you see these Eastern airplanes. And then there was a military base during the war. I was born in 35, so I remember going out to the air base watching parachute demonstrations to inspire the civilian population while World War II was going on. I was just a kid.
But, I can imagine. Well,
anyway, that kind of got me, I guess, the aviation bug.
Well, it got you naturally. Now, the big question is, how did you end up in Roswell, Georgia?
Well, Eastern had a pilot base in Charlotte, and I was finally able to get based at my hometown. 1965, they decided to close that as a pilot base. I mean, we all probably had 150 pilots based in Charlotte. We had to fly out of other cities, and I commuted to New York for about a year, and I still had about 28 years left to continue my career up to retirement. So I said, well, particularly Pat, my wife, said, well, you know, we need to live where you're flying out of. So we ended up coming down to Atlanta and spent the last from 1966 to 1991 when I retired in Roswell, Georgia.
In Roswell, Georgia. Well, the big question then comes, how did you end up at Roswell First Baptist?
Well, I grew up a Presbyterian, and I have to admit, as I became a teenager, I didn't go to church much after high school, but I met Pat. She was a Baptist. And one thing led to another. And I ended up becoming a Baptist, which is not all bad.
I can imagine. So Pat was a big influence in your ending up here. Well, tell me a little bit about your experience. You said you weren't a believer in the beginning, but you ended up with Pat as a Baptist church. Can you remember when you received Christ as Lord and Savior?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I misled you on that. I was a believer. I accepted Christ as a Presbyterian back when I was probably about 14.
Oh, okay. Good,
and,
good.
But like I say, I did a lot of backsliding. And
we don't know what that term is, but let's go ahead. We'll deal with that later, okay?
Okay. But Pat was always active. She taught young teenage girls in Sunday school when we married, and then we had two children of our own, two boys. And she was the one that took them to Sunday school. I would go when I was on high attendance program. I'd probably go to church about once every 4 to 6 weeks, and that went on for a period of time. But I would say 1980. I made a real change in my life and started going to church regularly, and that was due to we had a revival at our church, and I wasn't going to go. And Cliff Wagner asked me to fill a pew. He had a pew assigned, and I went over there and made another during the invitation at the revival. I can't even recall who the preacher was. He was out of town preacher, but a very good preacher. And I walked the aisle again and decided that 1980, I'm trying to think how old I was, probably 40. Well, born in 35. Do the math.
You're 35-ish.
Yeah. So I made a major change in my life and some things that, and from then on, I've been, and even though I was a member of the church, I joined the church in 1968, about a year and a half after we moved here. But I was in a men's Sunday school class, and some of the guys in there, once in a while we'd have a chance to do a testimony, they'd always say, "Fred, we don't know whether you're bragging or testifying."
Well, it sounds like it could work both ways. But Fred, tell me about some participation you've had at Roswell First Baptist. What are some of the things you've been able to do in that period of time?
Well, when I first retired in 91, I wasn't doing, you know, anything at the church particularly, but there was a lady who was one of the owners of the apartments up the street from the church.
Yeah.
It joins the church property. She decided that it would be a good thing, and she approached me. She had some tenants who didn't have transportation and needed to go to the grocery store. So she cleared it with the church, and I'd take a church van every week. Usually on Thursday, I would go up there. For about 3 years, I had about four or five elderly people that I would take to Kroger, and they'd go shopping, and I would sit in the Kroger we went to had a coffee shop in there, and I'd sit there and read the paper and so forth and so forth while they shopped. I did that for about 3 years. That was one of my things. Then I became a van driver or a bus driver.
Good.
Did some things like that, and went on some trips. And at one point, the church saw fit to elect me as a deacon, and I served as deacon for several terms. Even though currently I'm not serving as a deacon, an active deacon anyway.
Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of participation, a lot of things that you've done over the years. What would be the one thing, if I could ask the question this way, what would be the one thing that would be the most important in your life about your relationship with Christ and your work at First Baptist Roswell? How would you answer that question?
I think my first term as a deacon, we were assigned families. I had about 20 families, and I tried to keep in touch with them and keep up with what was going on with my families. And I would say that was probably one of the more important works that I did during my time. You know, that I've been at the church.
So you can easily say then that membership, participation, and your time at Roswell has been very important to you.
I would say so. Surely, yeah, very, very important.
Well, Fred, we appreciate the time you spent with us today. Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we've just heard from Fred. So you come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.